家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
I haven't said anything yet, but your haircut looks good.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, before your head looked more fat.
What? My head looked fat? You mean my face looked fat?
Yeah.
I think we need to have a refresher podcast on body parts, okay?
Okay, sounds good to me.
So due to the nature of this podcast, you should probably listen to it more than once.
我们今天呢就给大家来聊一聊我们的身体部位 body parts。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。So should we just start with the head and work our way down?
Sure, why not?
So if I'm not mistaken, the part of your head that opens and closes your mouth is called the jaw.
Exactly. The part that holds your head up is called your neck.
What about the part above your eyes?
That's called the forehead. The word for means to be in front of. Actually, this is not the only example of using the word for. We actually use it to talk about the top of the arm. So right here where men grow all their hair on their arms...That's called the forearm.
好，所以呢，给大家解释一下，下颌骨啊，我们叫做 jaw.
Yeah.
然后呢，这个脖子是 neck。接下来我们讲的什么 ？Forehead 是额头。那这个词呢，其实就是 fore 这个前缀呢，表示在前面或者说在前部。所以呢，就是类似的啊，我们这个前臂叫做 forearm.
对啊。So let's go over some vocabulary, okay?
嗯。
The first one we should talk about is called your ear.
Ear.
So when you make a hard R sound at the end, make sure the back of your tongue folds like a taco, okay?
Okay. I remember you correct my pronunciation of this word.
Just one time.
Ear.
Yes, perfect.
一定要把这个舌头抬高，然后和你的这个上颚，也就是天花板垂直啊。然后接下来 mouth, 嘴巴。
Mouth.So when I say TH at the end, or at the beginning of a sentence for that matter, my tongue is going to come a little bit out of my mouth, and I'm going to touch the top of my teeth and blow out over my tongue.
好的，就是 TH 这个音呢，大家在发这个音的时候一定要把舌头伸出来，把舌尖伸出来，夹在这个上下齿中间 mouth.
对啊 nose or 鼻子。
鼻子。
That's what I said.
Okay, 然后接下来这个 chin 就是你的下巴，那一定要记得和这个 jaw 要区分开来，一个是下颌骨，一个是下巴。
Jaw. Your mouth is always going to remain open when you say jaw.
Okay.
Forehead.
这个是我们刚刚讲的额头。
Kara has a big forehead.
No.
Because she's so smart.
Okay. 然后呢，接下来 eyes 就是你的眼睛。
Yep.And your eyebrow, the hair above your eye is called the eyebrow.
就是你的眉毛。
Yep. Let's continue moving down the body. So after the neck, we have the shoulders, okay?
The shoulders. 就是你的肩膀。
Yes. Moving further down, we have the chest, belly, and the waist. Okay, so the chest is the front part of your...abdomen or your main part of your body.
对，就是你的胸部和胸脯。
Yeah, your belly is your 肚子。
你的肚子，这个 belly 和这个 tummy 是不是一个意思？
一样的。
一模一样的。
Yeah. You could say your back, okay? Your
就是你的背。
And then your waist, where your pants hang.
你的腰。
Once we get to the waist, we have the pelvis, which connects to your thighs.
就是pelvis 这个是你的盆骨。然后呢，这个 thigh 是吧？是你的大腿。
Yes, and remember when you say V, your teeth will touch the bottom part of your lip. The
pelvis.
对啊， you said it right. I was just helping them remind themselves.
Oh, okay.
So the thighs connect to your knees, and the knees connect to your calves and your shin.
好，然后呢，大腿往下是你的膝盖，膝盖是 knee， 然后呢，膝盖再往下是你的小腿 calf。这个 L 是一个 silent L 是吧
？Yes.
Calf. 然后这个 shin 和这个 calf 是什么不同
？Shin is the front part of your leg, right here.
The bone?
Yeah, the bone part.
这个单词的拼写方式呢是 S H I N， 它呢是小腿前边的这个骨头，中文叫做胫部。 讲实话暂停了一下去确认了一下这个发音，然后呢这个刚刚讲那个 calf 是小腿后边那个小腿肚子
yeah so let's continue on with some more vocabulary、
mm-hmm.
A neck is what connects your body to your head
Yeah, we said that before.
Yep, we're just going over a view.
Okay, 它是脖子。
All right, your shoulders.
肩膀。
Breasts or chest.
Chest 是那个胸脯。
Or your belly.
肚子。
Back.
背。
Waist.
腰。
腰。Thigh.
大腿。
Knees.
膝盖。
Calves.
小腿肚子。
And your shin.
就是小腿前面的那个骨头。
Now let's talk about my favorite part of the body.
Well, this is a family podcast. Please don't.
It's the foot.
Ew, gross.
No, I mean the foot is a very complex and amazing piece of natural engineering.
Okay.
Just think about it. It supports all of your body weight and allows you to walk, run, jump, and think about how small it is compared to the rest of your body.
Oh.
Okay?
I see.
Yeah. So...The part of the foot at the bottom and the back is called the heel. This is the big round part at the back.
Heel, 它就是我们的脚后跟。那大家注意，这里面是一个前鼻音。很多人会那个把那个 heel 和 heel 搞混。
Yeah, heel.
So
if you have a dog that's being naughty, you can tell him to heel, which means to sit on his feet, or to sit on the, like a dog sits on his feet.
就讲 heel 吗?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Staying on the bottom of the foot, we have the arch. This is the part of the foot that arches up towards your head.
这个呢，其实就是你脚底的那个弧度。比如说，有的人就是讲说那个平脚板，说平脚板走不了太远的路。那么这个平脚板所形容的那个部位啊，就是 arch 这个部位，就是你的脚底。
Yeah. The ball of the foot is the part opposite of the heel and the main part of your foot, which is used for walking.
这个呢我们其实中文里面提这一块会提的比较少，但是呢，英文里面这个短语 ball of the foot， 它是指的指骨，就是一个足字旁加一个石头的石，指骨。通常呢，就是你这个说的就是你前脚掌的那个部位。
So let's go over some vocabulary of the foot. A heel
是你的脚后跟。
Arch
是你脚底的那个弧形。
Toes
脚趾头。
Ball of the foot
指骨。
Last but not least, we have the human hand.
Ah, 就是手嘛。
Yes. The hand is made up of three different parts. The palm, the flat front part of the hand.
就是手掌心。
Your fingers.
手指头。
The thumb.
Thumb.
This.
大拇指。
Yeah, your thumb is actually not considered a finger.
为什么?
Because it only has two big bones instead of three.
Oh, 是吗?
Yeah.
Okay.
And last but not least is the wrist. This is the part that connects your hand to the rest of your arm.
就是你的手腕。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包。大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情了。
All right, guys. Well, this has been Dylan with Morning English.
结束的这么突然吗？我是卡拉。
And have a good day.
拜拜。
拜拜。